Your agency's chief information security officer has a problem that may not have a solution. The online ecosystem of apps and mobile devices is creating a perfect storm of incoming threats and financial and fiscal challenges. Hord Tipton's executive director of the information security nonprofit ISC Squared, former chief information officer at the Interior Department. Hord, it's good to have you on the program as always. You and ISC Squared writing that chief information security officers, C-level executives, find themselves in a constant security catch-22. What does that mean?
Well, our executives at this point have realized that they're in a very turbulent, paradoxical time, and they've got some of the toughest decisions of their careers as enterprise security tops their top is at the top of their list of key priorities right now. And, you know, they recognize they need to morph their organizations to keep up with advanced next-generation technologies and apps, yet they have to prioritize security in order to protect their intellectual property and data from ever-evolving threats. And it becomes a catch-22 in that although they realize that the threats are on the increase, yet many of their security dollars and resources have been earmarked for compliance. So it's, you know, do we do the compliance or do we do the base security at this point?
So they're checking checklists instead of being able to apply that money to actual solutions is what it sounds like.
That is true. And then another thing that they have made obvious to us is that do you spend your money and your resources on prevention, or do you spend it on mitigation and restoration of your systems? Because at this point, there is a increasing notion that it's not a matter of if we get hit, it's just a matter of when we get hit, and we have to be prepared to restore ourselves in the shortest possible time.
Hord Tipton, Executive Director of ISC Squared, you have the new CXO report that we have a link to at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth called A View from the Top, the Global Information Security Workforce Study CXO report. And the basic finding here, the most important thing that people should pay attention to, Hord, in your view, is what?
Well, the good news, first off, is that we're seeing more and more top executives realize that this is an issue that has to be dealt with one way or the other. And this survey included over 1,200 top security executives around the world, for that matter. So they're having to make these tough decisions. They're having to make convincing arguments to the financial aspects of their companies and their governments and make just good cases that this is a real problem and it needs some real solutions.
One of the numbers that I thought here was particularly interesting was 70% of executives rate mobile devices as a top threat to their organizations. Everybody's talking about how great the mobile revolution is for productivity and so on, but if that many people think that mobile devices are a big threat, combine that with what you told me earlier about compliance sucking up a lot of the money, and that sounds like kind of a recipe for maybe disasters, overstating it, but it can't be good.
Well, Francis, this is the norm, it seems like, for the poor people in the security profession. We're always chasing technology. We're always chasing the desire for the high functionality of the applications and our systems, and it's just the way it is, and we're always playing catch up with it, and somehow or another we manage to resolve most of the problems in that fashion, but we are falling further and further behind, and that's the problem that has become scary for all of us because of the high sophisticated nature of the attacks and of all the things that we have. Once the bad guys get in.
We're also seeing, and you address this to some degree in this report too, you and I have talked about this before, a real separation and evolution of the kinds of threats. You know, it used to be that the threat was just somebody trying to get into your network from the outside. Now with phishing attacks, it's somebody trying to get into your network from the inside. We know a little bit about insider threats, both malicious and innocent. So there are a number of different ways that the bad guys are trying to extract information. Now, what's your sense of the ability of information security executives to get their arms around the varying types of threats, let alone the quantity of them?
Well, they just need to know how sophisticated the kill chain, as it's referred to in our industry, is. And the methods by which very, very dedicated criminal rings, terrorist rings, and even nation states at this point go about getting the profile from all of the social media that's out there through the high-level phishing attacks, how they weave all of that data that they get into a profile that prepares them to actually attack the vulnerabilities that come through the software and the apps that is on the top of the list. And until more people understand this, until we get better software, we get more routine awareness training within the users of all of the tools that are out there, we're not going to make any progress on the problem. It just it's going to get worse as the days go by. We see a new demonstration of such novel and innovative attacks on systems and on individual people that, frankly, it's become quite scary. And when if I were hearing this from the media, I would be quite concerned.
Hort, I'm struck by some of the dichotomies in some of the research that you've done here. 77% of government security executives think they have too few people on their staffs, but 61% say business conditions are an obstacle to preventing them from hiring more personnel. Essentially, they don't have the budget to bring more people on. That's one. CXO said two of their chief cybersecurity concerns are potential damage to the organization's reputation, 83%, IT service downtime, 74%. But as you mentioned, most of them spend their time on governance, risk, and compliance and management instead of actually addressing the problem areas. Why do you think this far into our cyber awareness, we're still spending so much time on the things that don't seem to matter as much and not enough times on the things that people think matter more?
Well, just the matter of whom you talk to as to what is the most important, and that's where the challenge comes to our executives. They have to make the hard decisions. They have to do prioritizing amongst very scarce dollars and resources at this time. And then in the middle of all of this, our poor people in the government side have to figure out how they're going to secure systems in the light of a pending shutdown. Having been there and done that, they have my full sympathy.
We talked about that a little bit before we went on the air, and it strikes me that that's maybe the most difficult thing. We're learning this afternoon that some federal agencies are going to have to close down their IT operations, and even some websites won't get updated and won't have information available for citizens during a potential government shutdown. Planning for that and then planning to restart them when you come back must just be a nightmare.
It truly is. And the thing that concerns me is deciding which systems have to go down, which systems must operate for the critical nature of the information and the functions that they perform, and having to do shortcuts to get around some of the legalities of all of this even raises the risk of the outside criminal world who's just waiting around to see what they find when they poke at systems in transition.
Hort, we have a link to the work that you've done at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I thank you for coming on and talk about it with me today. I appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, Francis. Thank you so much.